This episode on Unme, The Following Path.
The Mogami are here.
Later that day, Tensha is teaching an officer training class at the academy.
All right, good morning, class. You guys up? No? All right, let's do an exercise. Let's do like a role-playing type of thing. So, imagine this. The enemy is at the bottom of the hill. The sun is to our back. They outnumber us 3-1. Your commander is en route to reinforce you, but will not arrive for some time. The enemy begins to press up the hill with Yari Yashigaru and Yari Samurai behind them, and archers behind them. As they approach up the hill, your troops see the size of the army, and with every step up, the morale of your troops decreases. What do you do?
A student raises their hand.
Yes, you.
Well, I think because of the hill and the fact that they are marching up, we should use the terrain to our advantage. Maybe take our Yari troops and charge down. Take them out swiftly.
Maybe? You sound unsure. There's no maybe. When you are an officer, any decision that you make even a second too late could wind up with everyone dead. As far as your answer, your strategy is a quick way to have your whole squad killed. It's like a fast track. Yeah, charging down the hill might carve you out a hole, but what happens when you get to the bottom? You're all now surrounded and at the tip of the enemy spears.
Masamune sneaks into the class and stands near the entrance. He raises his hand.
Anyone else?
Well, the sun would be a big factor, wouldn't it? Not only is the sun at our back, but we're also on the top of the hill. We don't need to attack. We have the advantage. Why would we willingly give that up?
Really? That's what we're doing right now?
What? Is that not right?
They were supposed to figure that out, my lord. But class, Lord Date is right. If we are defending this position, the last thing we want to do is leave it. With us at the top of the hill, their archers are blinded by the sun. Coming down the hill would just give them a better view, would it not?
So what do? We can't just let them march up the hill.
Good question, my lord. Well, class, what do we do to stop the advance? Who did the homework? What did the text say?
The class falls silent.
So no one did the homework. Why am I even here? Why do I even try? You know what? Everyone read the chapter. Read the chapter on skirmish mode.
During Tensha's lesson, Masamune, still standing in the back of the classroom, makes hand signals and annoying sounds to get Tensha's attention, who tries to ignore him. Finally, Tensha gives in.
Excuse me for a minute, class. Read up more on skirmishing and come up with your own scenarios on how skirmishing archers can win a battle.
I'll be right back.
Tensha walks up to Masamune and they go into the hallway.
Hey, you know, you're getting pretty good at this. I knew I made the right choice in having you teach.
Aw, thanks. Bye.
Tensha attempts to walk back into the classroom. Masamune grabs his shoulder.
Is there something you need, Moon? Can I help you with something?
Why don't you take a break?
Guess what I just did for you?
Who's your best friend in the whole wide world?
Tensha just looks at Masamune.
I met up with a girl at the tea house.
Congratulations.
I think she might be the one.
Tensha attempts to walk back into the classroom. Masamune grabs his shoulder again. Tensha sighs and realizes that he's not getting out of this without a conversation and turns back around.
What's her name?
Asagayo.
Asagayo, huh? So this is Asagayo number 15 or 16 now?
Well, she's special. I really like her.
I'm happy for you. Can I go back to teaching now so I can make money?
You don't need money. Money isn't everything. Enjoy your life.
I know you think that, but us down here on Earth, who don't live in a fancy palace on the top of the hill, need money for food and living and stuff.
I want you to meet her.
You aren't listening to a word I'm saying, are you? I'll see you later, man.
She has a friend. Really sexy. Apparently she even has a crush on you. Can't even begin to wonder why.
Tensha stops in his tracks.
How sexy?
Very. Do you remember Asagayo number 6?
Yeah.
Better.
No fooling. Maybe we can end class a little early today.
That's more like it.
But I can't just leave, though. What would I tell the headmaster?
Dude, I'm the daimyo. Come on, man, let's go. Oh, yeah, and by the way, you're paying for the meals. Don't think that I forgot.
Seriously?
Tensha and Masamune exit. Masamune and Tensha start walking down the main road on their way to the eatery where they were supposed to meet the girls when one of Masamune's retainers runs up to him out of breath.
Lord Date, you have to come to the main gates now.
Ooh, sounds tempting, but I'll pass. That's what we pay you guys to do. Bye.
Tensha and Masamune walk past the retainer. The retainer runs and stands in front of them.
My lord, I really think you should come and check this out.
I said deal with it.
Masamune attempts to walk past the retainer. The retainer apprehensively yells.
The Mogami are here.
Keep your voice down. The Mogami are here? What are you talking about?
They're at our front gates right now.
We're under attack? Why didn't the alarm sound? Where are the sentries?
No, my lord. They have come to surrender to us. They're being detained outside the gates.
Has anyone told my grandfather?
No, my lord. They are still being interrogated. I just happened to be there doing an inspection and ran to find you as soon as it happened.
Hey, you did good. I will take care of it. Hey, Tensha, it looks like we're gonna have to take a rain check.
Ah, damn it all. Duty calls, I guess. I got your back.
One more thing before you're relieved. In the Soupman shop, there are 2 young ladies in there. You'll be able to recognize them. Reschedule a time with them to finish our dates. Tell them we had to deal with a matter of national security.
That might earn us some points later.
Maybe you gain points. I'm giving you 1 just to be nice, frankly.
Sure, my lord. I live to serve.
Gotta love samurai. So loyal. Anyways, let's hurry and see what this is about.
Tensha and Masamune make it to the gates and are greeted by his cousin, Shikazane Date. They embrace by grabbing each other's forearms.
Masamune, you're here.
Cousin, what's going on?
A squad of warriors wearing Mogami crests walked up to the gates and announced their surrender to us. We currently have them detained until we have it figured out, or until you give us orders.
Good job not letting them into the city. Has anyone else been informed?
Not from me, but...
But what?
Kojiro-san was with me.
Damn! So we went to go get...
Yeah.
Damn! I am not really in the mood to deal with them today. Whatever. I guess it can't be helped. Let's go check it out before they get back.
So you don't want to wait for Master Tsunomoto?
No, not even in the slightest.
Fine. I'm right behind you.
I got your back too.
Masamune, Tensha, and Shikazane walk together through the front gates to the outside forest. As they walk out, they saw 3 warriors by Date soldiers. As Masamune approaches, a soldier hands him the weapons that they confiscated from them. He then dismisses all the soldiers detaining them. The 3 walk up to the Mogami. 1 woman, 1 man, and a girl 13 years old. Jinshio Tachibana, Toshi Maeda, Yami Yoko wait for Masamune's approach. Jinshio and Yami bow when he approaches. Toshi does not.
Konnichiwa, my lord. Thank you for granting us an audience. Toshi! Toshi!
Masamune looks at Toshi. Jinshio pinches him, ordering him to bow. Toshi bows for a second and raises his head again, which annoys Shikizane.
Saikendo, I am Masamune Date, daimyo of the Date clan here in Oshu. This is my cousin Shikizane and my advisor Tensha.
Advisor? I think I need some time to think about this honor.
This is not the time.
You honor me, Lord Date. I did not expect the Great Dragon of the Eastern Mountains to greet us personally. Your reputation is far-reaching.
So it seems.
I am Jinshio Tachibana, selected emissary for the Mogami. This is my guard, Toshi Maeda, and this is my friend, Yami.
Nice to meet you all. How can I help you?
We have come to surrender to you, my lord.
Is that right? And why is that?
Running outside to join them comes Kujuro Katakura, a head retainer and Masamune's official royal guard.
Wait! Slow down.
Here we go.
Shigazane, didn't I tell you to stall him?
Hey, he's the boss. I can't make him do anything.
Youth.
Can we get back to business, please?
Yes, I agree. I'm intrigued by this. Speak, Mogami.
Masamune rolls his eyes.
I am sorry for his rudeness. Please continue.
So, as I stated before to Lord Date, my name is Jinchio Tachibana, and we have come to surrender to you.
Wait, I knew your name sounded familiar. Tachibana? As in Dosetsu Tachibana?
Yeah, that's my father.
As in the Kyushu Tachibanas?
Yes.
How the hell did you get all the way out here?
It's a long story. I don't really feel like getting into it. Forgive me.
And you don't have to, princess.
If we ask her to, she does. Don't forget your place here.
I said she doesn't, if she doesn't want to.
You know what? I'm a little sick of the attitude.
So how do you want to settle this little problem of yours, little man?
Toshi, enough. Remember why we're here.
Yes, ma'am. Please forgive me.
Shigazane, you should know better. Or should I inform Master Tsunamoto of your behavior?
He's not my master.
Lady Tachibana, the Date and the Mogami have been at war for decades. We have tried for years to make peace with them, but they never accepted. Why now?
Because they need help.
Is that so? And why would we want to help you after all the history we have?
That's no way to treat potential allies. Forgive him, he is young, but I am old enough to know how times are. Alliances and war are fleeting as blossoms in the fall. Enemies turn friends, friends turn enemies. That's just life here.
I don't seek their forgiveness. How do we know they are even telling the truth? How do you know they aren't trying to get intel for an attack?
Are you questioning Lady Tachibana's honor?
I question whatever I please.
Shigazane, enough.
Princess, are you sure you want to ally yourself with them? They are dysfunctional. What help could they be to us? They are lucky you are so level-headed. If it was up to me, I'd kill them right where they stand. Burn their precious city to the ground.
Tensha glances at Masamune.
Turn this place into rubble. Slaughter the men. Enslave the women. No soldier here is a match for me. It's not worth all of this
Masamune rushes towards Toshie and puts him in a sleeper hold. Masamune has a pistol in one hand and a dagger in the other. Then he puts the dagger to Toshie's throat and the pistol to his head.
Moon, don't.
I have heard just about enough out of you. Having confidence in your skill is one thing. Come to my doorstep, threaten my people with death, and I get a little annoyed. I'm not a very nice person when I'm annoyed. You threaten to destroy everything my forefathers have built. You propose peace, but show war. Threaten my people again, and it will be the last thing that you do.
Masamune cocks the pistol and presses the knife closer to Toshi's skin. Yami makes a move towards Masamune. Shigazane starts to make a move towards Yami, but Tensha grabs him back. Toshi looks at Yami, shakes his head, and she stops.
Whoa. Everybody, just calm down for a second. Lord Date, please spare him.
You still feel tough? You still feel like a big, strong man, huh? Your life is completely at my whim.
Masamune, calm down. Breathe.
I don't like him. And I think I've given these people enough audience.
That's what I'm talking about. What do you want me to do with them?
We should interrogate them further. Bring them to the prison.
I have to admit, I don't see much benefit in entertaining this any further as well.
Tensha and Shigazane go to apprehend the group.
The Takeda are planning on attacking you.
Tensha and Shigazane stop in their tracks and look at Masamune, then at Kajuro.
What was that?
Do we have your attention now?
Very briefly. Now explain.
The Tiger of Kai is planning to move on Iwate and capture your minds.
Nonsense. The Date and the Takeda have a truce signed by the Tiger and Lord Harumune himself. Tsunamoto-san was there and I've seen it with my own eyes. I've known the stipulations. The Tiger may be arrogant, but he wouldn't dishonor himself by breaking the truce.
My lords, I know that is the Date way to be isolated and keep to yourselves. You all know your place and stay in your station. However, Japan is changing a lot.
The tiger is always on the hunt and is becoming discontent with his place in the order of things. I can assure you that he will not wait. He has grown too ambitious. He is willing to risk it all.
You don't understand. They can't break the treaty.
Okay, now I don't understand. Why are you so sure about this? What is a treaty besides a piece of paper?
Because it's more than just a piece of paper, isn't it, Kojiro?
Walking outside the gates comes Tsunamoto Oniniwa, a chief retainer and uncle-like figure to Masamune.
Who is this now?
Greetings. I am Tsunamoto Oniniwa, head retainer to Lord Harumune Date. I believe what you say about the Takeda. This concerns me deeply. I knew that the treaty wouldn't stick, not with someone like him. Maybe we acted too rashly.
What the hell are you people talking about?
That's the best question that has been asked all day. What are you people talking about?
I think it's time, Kojiro.
Tsunamoto-san, no, please. It is not the right time.
Then when is?
Just not right now.
The boy was given under your care by Lord Teramune, and I will respect him and allow you to mentor him as you see fit. But the longer you wait, the harder it will be.
Kojiro bows at Tsunamoto.
Wait, what about my father?
So, my lady, how long do you think we have until he moves on us?
The tiger is still trying to gather his forces and shore up borders. He plans to capture all of Eastern Honshu, then make a run for the capital. He is gaining allies rapidly. Not only does he still have the Hoju, but the Imagawa are joining them as well. I don't think they are quite ready to move on to your mountains, but soon.
So what is it you want from us, Mogami?
As I said, my lord, complete surrender to the Date.
No. What is it that you want from us, Mogami?
They are under siege and under the control of the Imagawa.
There it is again. You just said it again.
What are you talking about, Masamune?
That is the second time you said they instead of we.
I don't understand, my lord.
The first time when you were asked why now, you said that they need help, not we need help. And now you just said that they are under siege.
That is very observant of you, Lord Date. The stories are right about you.
You're not Mogami, are you?
Princess, I don't think...
Quiet. You have said quite enough already.
No, we are not Mogami.
What the hell is going on here?
I suggest you speak quickly.
I guess there's no point now. As your friend over there said, yes, Yami and I are from Kyoshu. However, Kyoshu is now ruled under one clan, the Otomo. And of course the Namban, who armed them and allowed them to push through the island. The Namban charged into the palace and forced our cooperation, including converting to their religion. They gave my father one chance to surrender. When he refused, he was shot.
And what of the Shimazu? They couldn't help you?
Who are the Shimazu?
I'm not familiar with that name either.
The Shimazu, our eternal rivals. The world seemed much more simple then. We couldn't reach out to them. After murdering my father, the Namban burned everything to the ground, killing everyone who was in their way. Man, woman, or a child. Those who did manage to escape had nowhere to go. They just wandered aimlessly. Afterward, the Otomo immediately marched south. The Shimazu were caught completely off guard. They were forced to flee and scatter just like us. We have been fighting with them for a century, and no one even knows why anymore. All of our petty disagreements seem so insignificant now.
So where were you during all of this?
I was away. If I were there, I would have been killed right alongside my father. About a week before the attack, my father sent me on a mission to Honshu to meet with the Mori. As I was heading back, I could see the smoke in the sky. I rushed home as quickly as I could. While wandering the forest, I passed by a badly burned mother, Inyami. The mother asked me to take her and leave. I swore to her. In weeks that followed, we moved in silence, trying to find and rescue as many refugees as I could.
We are very sorry to hear about your people. It's terrible.
It's terrifying, actually, how these Namban could corrupt our people.
Or how our people could dishonor themselves for wealth and power.
Precisely, Masamune. I figured the Shimazu were wiped out. They aren't the type to surrender. So how did you end up all the way out here?
Yami and I left Kyoshu. There was nothing for us. We walked east taking mercenary jobs to get by. That is how I met Toshi here. He saved my life.
No, princess. You saved mine. You rescued me from the darkness I was in. You saved me from a long and violent road that I was headed down. I will stand by you and protect you for the rest of my life.
So what brings you here, right now, to us?
The Mogami are in trouble and offer you surrender in exchange for the liberation of their city.
And they employed you to do it instead of asking us themselves? Cowards.
The Takeda are headed east. Their Igawa allies have captured their capital.
So why is that our problem?
I think we should go meet with them. See if they want to ally.
Send them a little care packet?
Are you not listening? The Takeda are coming for you. They are planning to attack you. They want those mines.
The truce we signed said they cannot invade us. However, it doesn't say anything about allies. That Shingen, he is one
pompous and pretentious ass.
I agree with you. The Tiger has declared war on the world. This is why you have to fight back. This is a prime example for you to stick it to him and use that same loophole to expand your lands. The Mogami have sworn to become your vassals if you liberate them.
I'll do it.
Thank you, Lord Date.
Excuse me?
They need our help.
I've always liked their beaches. I hear they have beautiful women there.
You don't get to make that decision. Only the Daimyo can make.
I am the Daimyo.
Masamune, you know I got your back, man, but this is a big decision. Are you really declaring war on Shingen Takeda, the Tiger of Kai?
Well, from what I hear, he has already declared war on us. I say for once, we attack.
Wait, so you aren't the Daimyo?
Masamune, you know that all military decisions and peace treaty orders must come from the Daimyo?
I am the Daimyo.
Lady Ginchio, I will discuss your proposal with our Lord Harumune.
My grandfather left me in charge of all final decisions. Do not burden him with this.
Not this. This is too big for you to handle, Masamune.
Tsunemoto, I order you to stand down.
What did you say?
Tsunemoto Oniniwa Oji, as Daimyo and heir to the Date throne, I order you to stand down, or you will dishonor my father.
Pulling ranks, are we?
You heard me.
Very well, Masamune. I will obey to honor your father, who I miss more and more every day. I just hope your impetuousness doesn't doom us all. Kujuro, let's go. I want to go look at that treaty again.
Kujuro walks past Masamune and gives him an elbow bump and a wink.
I'm so proud of you.
That was so badass, Masamune.
So what about them?
So I assume you'll be locking us up?
You have not yet earned my trust. However, if what you say about the Takeda is true, then on behalf of my people, I owe you a great debt. I will allow you to remain in the city. We have a guest house that we allow diplomats to stay in during their stay. However, you will be under constant watch until all of this is settled.
Thank you, my lord.
Shigezane, can I trust you to accompany our guests? Show them what Oshu has to offer.
Hi. Let's go, you three. We'll be holding on to your weapons for the time being.
Shigezane leads Jinchio, Toshie, and Yami inside the walls. Yami walks past Masamune with her head facing stoically forward.
What's her deal anyway?
Who, Yami? She's not much for words, but I advise you not to piss her off. You think I have a temper? Yami killed a man for pulling a dagger out on Lady Tachibana. It turned out to be a writing feather.
I see.
Masamune and Tensha watch Shigezane lead them into the walls. They stare, making sure that they are actually gone.
So what do you think?
I don't know. Something just isn't right here, Tensha. There's something that they're hiding. Why would the Mogami pay mercenaries just to deliver a message?
Do you think they're lying?
No, but...
What are you gonna do?
I wanna check it out. I'm not bringing an army before I know what we're walking into.
You're going alone?
No. I'm conscripting you into the army as my Yojimbo.
But that's Kujiro-sama's job.
I would prefer him to keep Tsunemoto Oji busy.
Speaking of which, so you're pulling rank on people now? Does that make you feel tough?
I will apologize to him later. But it is time for me to start to separate myself. When a Daimyo becomes ill, other lords see the land as weak and ripe. I will not allow our enemies to think us weak. It is time I start to carve my own legacy in the new direction of the Date.
Which is...
You know, I'm not sure yet, but this is a good start.
Whether the Takeda are planning an attack on us or not, if we are able to gain more allies and lands, it will strengthen us in the future. So you ready, Tensha, to be a part of the new Date era?
Do I even have a choice?
Well, now you're getting it. Come on now. You wouldn't be able to live with yourself if you let me run off and get myself beheaded.
Damn you. Fine.
Well, that's it for this week. But the adventure will continue sooner than you think. Come back and join us next time at the same place. We'll see you next time, and we encourage you to follow your own path. Kansha.
Shignase, you should know this.
See what?
You should know this!
Shignase!
Shignase!
It's your boy!
I'm a fuck up. Shignase, enough.
I tried to do it.